This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Colorado Senator John Hickenlooper once again had a hand in helping Senate Democrats reach an agreement on their massive climate and tax bill. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Hickenlooper suggested the idea of a 1% excise tax on companies' stock buybacks. That may sound very in the weeds, but it helped Democrats thread a narrow needle and secure the final vote they need to pass the bill. It helped meet the changes requested by Arizona Senator Kyrsten Sinema while still keeping the broad outlines of the deal leadership made with West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin, including deficit reduction to the tune of about $300 billion. This isn't the only time Hickenlooper has been credited for keeping Democrats' ambitious policy package alive. He was also instrumental in keeping communications open with Manchin on the bill. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Custer County Search and Rescue in southern Colorado is using mapping technology to identify dangerous climbing patterns. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports.
It started as a student project last year. Kim Jones-Thomas mapped 6 years of search and rescue mission data for the 14,000-foot peaks west of Pueblo. What she found were clusters of incidents in certain areas, typically when climbers were descending from summits.
It's not that these people don't know what they're doing. It's just the terrain definitely leads to being confused, especially at the altitude and you're tired, dehydrated. It's easy to make mistakes up there.
The map Thomas created shows where fatalities, life-saving, and other kinds of missions occurred. Rescuers are using this information for planning purposes and to help inform backcountry users about potential dangers. In Custer County, I'm Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
Find these stories and more at CPR.org. Colorado Springs is at 93 degrees, and there is a chance of rain this afternoon.